resilient, poised, sicker than your average, amazing, beautiful, fat, skinny, thick, smart, autistic, indigenous, strong, absolutely amazing you are. To each and every woman that is listening to my podcast, and hopefully you have told someone to listen to the Still Dope as Fuck podcast, I am Ilea Nico, and I'm tuning in today just to wish everybody a happy International Women's Day. I've had a few days to kind of like chill and collect my thoughts and try to figure out what I wanted to talk about next. And conveniently, today is International Women's Day. It is 3/8/2018, and that means it's another 11/11 portal, meaning that divine things are happening at this moment in your life if you affirm them. I celebrate you, each and every one of you, women of all shapes, sizes, colors, heights, at all tax brackets, at all levels of entrepreneurship, or if you're still working your job, you're still dope as fuck. The whole premise of my podcast was to encourage each and every person, especially my ladies, because we're living in a world where sometimes we are demeaned and brought down, but we're in the age of the woman. I truly believe that. So this is specifically for us today. And fellas, if you are tuning in, or if you have tuned in, please, please, please pass my podcast along to any lady that you know for encouragement and so forth. We're not going to always be talking about these types of things, but I definitely want to touch on a few things that have been on my mind, have been fresh on my mind since the last time we came together and had this interaction of our energy, you listening and me speaking. With it being International Women's Day today, and with today being another 11/11 day, it's an interesting narrative today. My mood is kind of but I had to say my affirmations before I got on here, and definitely encourage myself. And I had a couple of people, shout out to Kyra with Moon Souls, and also Tabitha with Curl Box. I had a couple of people reach out and say that they really enjoyed the podcast and asked when I was doing another one. And I had sat here for a while. I worked this morning. I have a nail appointment here shortly, but I wanted to definitely touch on a few things that have to do with women and what space you may be in right now. I'm not quite sure who I'm speaking to, where this may definitely resonate in your life at this particular time, but just remember that you are so amazing. Sometimes we look for people to acknowledge our greatness without acknowledging the greatness in ourselves. We may look in the mirror and we may criticize ourselves, but other people see us as beautiful, and other people see us as their role models. And despite how those other people feel about us, we may not feel the best about ourselves at any particular time in our lives. And that's okay. You're still dope as fuck, sis. You really are. This is for you. You possess so much. We are reflections of source, him, her, their selves. We are reflections of the beauty of Mother Nature. We birth nations. We are the ones that prepare meals, We are the ones that clothe our babies and read to them at night. We are the ones that get up, and despite wanting to get up with cramps and all the bullshit that menstrual cycles give us, we still keep pushing. You know, if we're entrepreneurs or if we work a regular job, we're the ones that's smiling and making sure that we preserve our divine feminine energy so that we project positive energy onto one another, male or female. We are the ones that are often emulated. We are the ones that are often taken for granted, but we're still dope as fuck. Sis, this is for you. I love you. I love all of you, each and every one of you. Sometimes it's hard to smile, but you should still on the inside, you know, say a couple of prayers, meditate, be still for a little while, read a book or do something that you really enjoy doing, because that's going to heighten your frequency and it's going to put you in a place of gratitude, as I spoke of before. It's going to put you in a place of being centered. That way you're able to navigate your day effectively. My past few days have been kind of still. I've taken some time to reflect on a lot of different things in my life. I spoke to my dad for a couple of hours the other day and was catching him up to speed with my life and getting some male energy and some male insight on relationships and just where I am in my life personally. But he touched on some things that made a lot of sense. I'm grateful to have both of my parents, and they did an amazing job with my sister and I, and I'm so very grateful for them. And I'm grateful for the relationship that I've developed with my father as of the last about 15 years, because for a long time, and especially the last couple of years, for a long time, I had some quote unquote daddy issues. I felt like he didn't want to, be a part of my life, but it's not that. It's everybody loves different. And sometimes we have to accept the fact that people love us different. Now, you can either deal with that or you don't have to deal with that. But it's important to know your greatness despite that. But it's kind of hard when it's a person that you really love, i.e. a father or a mate, male or female, or even, you know, a husband. It's interesting because I was telling him about a particular situation, and he was giving me some insight, and he was like, you know, you can't deal with simple people. Don't let nobody, you know, dumb you down to their level, which is very true, because oftentimes, because we do care about people, we are encouraged to dim our shine in order to let their candlelight flicker. And that's not the case. We live in an abundant universe. We live in an abundant galaxy. We live in an abundant atmosphere. No matter what people tell you, there's enough for everybody. That means there's enough love. There's enough opportunities. There is enough of anything that you ever want if you declare it for yourself. Self-love is so important, and once you have your self-love, you are able to be the best you can be for other people as well as yourself. And on this International Women's Day, I encourage you to give another woman a compliment. Shoot them a quick text and say, "Hey sis, I love you," or "Hey mom, thank you for everything," or, you know, just spread love. And we gotta spread love to one another, because sometimes the fellas, they don't know how to love us. Some we have to teach how to love us. A really good friend of mine, he always used to tell me that women show the fellas how they should act. and how to truly treat us. And I definitely agree with that, because a lot of times, if we are not sure of ourselves in any capacity, then we in turn attract an energy that may not be favorable for us, and we might not know how to get out of that. I was listening to this amazing young lady. I'm into astrology, like I said before, and I found this channel on YouTube, and I've been listening to this young lady for the last few days, and her channel is truly brilliant, and she is absolutely amazing, a melanated queen, and she is very, very, very astute in her knowledge about astrology and about the signs and about divine feminine and masculine energy and about dreams and so forth. And if you're into that type of thing, I definitely encourage you to check her out, because she gave me so much insight and so much clarity on different situations that I'm currently going through, but also how to navigate what I am currently dealing with mentally, as far as my thoughts and just, you know, keeping things into perspective. So shout out to her. And I don't know if she has an Instagram. I haven't found her Instagram yet, but she's definitely, definitely insightful. So you may want to check her out when you get a chance, if you are a YouTube junkie like myself. I stream a lot of my shows and a lot of different tutorials and different things that I want to know about or learn about through the TV. And, or, you know, if I'm doing my makeup or if I'm driving home from the city, you know, coming back from hanging out with my friends or whatever the case may be. And so, you know, that's a good one to subscribe to if you haven't already. But, you know, I definitely want you to know that you are loved no matter what. No matter what. Somebody, if it's not even the person that you think should be loving you, you're loved. You never know who's listening to you, and you never know who's watching you. You never know who's truly paying attention to you. We're all in this thing together, each and every one of us. And our energy is probably the strongest energy of this earth, because we have the power to bear life. What a gift that is to be able to do so. You know what I'm saying? To be a light for our brothers and you know, shine brightly for the children. And that's what it's all about. You know, we lose sight of it because of how society perpetuates certain things. You know, it tells you have to look like this or you have to be like this. I'm so very glad that people are starting to feel comfortable in their skin, you know, whether it is if you have gained a few pounds or if you are of the darker spectrum of the color wheel. But I can honestly say that, you know, there's negative and positive things that are on the internet. You know, you choose what you subscribe to. You choose what you ingest. We having free will and having that choice to delve into the things that we want to delve into is so important, because we have to preserve our energy for things that we want to manifest in our lives that are positive for ourselves. And we have to preserve that. So it's so important that we continuously, you know, uplift ourselves and uplift one another, because we don't know what each other are dealing with ever. We often tear ourselves down, unfortunately, but it's a natural thing, and it's a human thing, and being positive is a repetitious thing. It can't be something that you do one time. Oh, I'm being positive today. And today may be favorable for you, but tomorrow you may wake up and you may not feel the best and not
not project the energy that you once felt the day before. So, you know, sometimes you got to recalibrate. You have to be still and just chill out and just kind of relax and get yourself together. Go outside and ground. If you've never grounded, it's really, 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 really invigorating. Obviously, you don't want to ground somewhere where there's glass and where there's some debris, because you don't want to get cut up or you don't want to do anything like that or step in any dog poo or anything like that. But if you ever get a chance to just stand out in your yard or stand in your backyard or stand in some grass, go to the park and do it. It is such an invigorating feeling to be able to connect with the source and connect with the ground and just really, you know, take some time to breathe so that you can get yourself in a state of, you know, wellness and balance, because that's what it's all about in this world. You know, I just had a thought. I was trying to figure out why I was so off balance yesterday, because I was truly, truly, truly off my square. And I got some errands done and took some time for myself and slept a lot yesterday. In fact, I slept probably, I don't know, about 5 o'clock till like this morning. I went to sleep for a little while and then got back up, but I was up till about 3 after I got up and around 11 or so. And I looked at different pictures in my phone and looked at some movies that, you know, iPhone is so innovative. They create these movies, slides and stuff. And I was just looking at when my hair was shorter and when I first colored my hair, when my grandfather passed away, when I spent time with my mom, and when I was spending time with other friends and so forth and different people in my life. And it was just interesting how many different things that we go through and how many changes we go through, but we're still standing and we're still strong. If you know the still standing, still strong, that is, that's from a movie. I can't think of what the movie is right now, but Antoine Fisher, that's what that's from. But, you know, it's just interesting to look back and reflect on different things, and just it reminds yourself of how, if you're not feeling the best at this particular time, to just restore your energy and make you feel like, you know, damn, I done accomplished a lot in my life, or I've really covered a lot of ground. It actually, you know, helps you with your gratitude level when you're not feeling the best. So, you know, today is kind of all over the place. The focus is more so just to tell you that you're still dope as fuck and to keep pushing, man, despite all of the odds. You know, take a couple of seconds to you know, get you some water, some tea, or some almond milk, or go get you a glass of wine, pour up, you know, have a sip, go get something that you love to eat today. Put healthy things in your body if that's where you're at right now. You know, take some time for you today, because it is your day. It's your day every day, but obviously we know society acknowledges today is Happy International Women's Day. So take some time for yourself and definitely look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that you love you, for you, unapologetically, each and every day. Because, of course, everything starts with self-love. So take care. Have a wonderful Thursday. Again, it's 11/11/38/2018. And that means it's a gateway for divine energy. So, you know, make today great and have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. This is the Still Dopest Podcast. It's still... You hear that? I'm all jumbling my words, but it's the Still Dope as Fuck podcast, and I'm Aaliyah Nico, and I will tune in with you guys a little bit later. Take care.